It was yet another one of those days on the MBTA. Disabled tracks along the Green Line.
Take the Green Line train to Arlington Station. From there, we have shuttle buses taking you to Kenmore Station. Okay?
Not enough trains on the Red Line.
Move all the way into the car, allow all the passengers to get in, if you can.
Can you please move in? Like, there's a bunch of us here. We've been waiting for a long time.
There's a bunch of us on here.
Yeah, I get it.
There's really no room left.
Physics.
Physics really is the issue, and it's nothing new. The T is one of the nation's oldest public transit systems. The cars on the red and orange lines are between 30 and 40 years old. Like clockwork, when it gets snowy and cold, the trains break down. It's that simple.
The snow wreaks havoc with the system, but it's the bitter cold temperatures that really do the damage.
That's MBTA spokesman Joe Pesaturo, who I spoke with during storm number one.
When our switches freeze up, or the air hoses that power the propulsion systems in the vehicles, when they freeze up, that's when the problems occur.
On cue, a switch malfunction yesterday led to severe problems on the Blue Line, just one of a myriad of issues across the system. To no one's surprise, the MBTA has seen severe delays on all lines and the commuter rail for a week now. It's a tale of frustration that we've seen play out here winter after winter. Yesterday, new Governor Charlie Baker called these old problems unacceptable.
I'm planning to spend a fair amount of time with Secretary Pollack over the course of the next few weeks to make sure that we make the kinds of decisions with respect to managing and administering the T so that people don't have to deal with this.
In the meantime, riders will continue to have to deal with it. According to MBTA General Manager Beverly Scott, normal service is not returning anytime soon.
Assuming that we don't wind up with more dumps, we probably got a good 4 or 5 days ahead of us of just trying to be able to dig out of this and keep service operating.
Add to the mess, another challenge today. Here's Mayor Marty Walsh.
This has been a tradition here in the city of Boston. When the Patriots win it, it's in the middle of winter. It's generally right after. It's the first Saturday of February. This will be the fourth parade in the city of Boston. I believe the timeline is roughly the same, and that's what we've decided to do.
It is once again cold. There's still a lot of snow out there, and tens, if not hundreds of thousands of New England Patriots fans are expected to descend on the city for the Super Bowl victory parade. Scott has said that under the circumstances, the T is not in a position to boost service for the occasion.
The kinds of things that we would normally just would be not even a question in terms of extra service and all that, we're really just not going to be in a condition to be able to do that. But once again, we're delighted and we will wind up supporting the parade and the community the very best that we can.
And even if the T does weather this latest storm, there is still a lot of winter left. And that means we haven't seen the last of riders bundled up 15 deep on the platform, waiting for a train. Well, at least sometimes there's live music. Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
Attention passengers, the next Red Line train to Alewife is now arriving.